His Excellency Muha Salin, Hussein, Permanent Representative of Turkey to FAU and co-chair of the International Europols. His Excellency Tana Weskosit, Ambassador of Kingdom of Thailand to Italy. Mr. Heiner Horn, President of the International Union of Soil Science. Mr. Joseph Negetis, Deputy Director of Agriculture of Agriculture, Livestock and Fisheries of Kenya. Don Juan Antonio Nieto Escalante, Director del Instituto Geográfico Agustin Codazzi, that's the first laureate of the Glinka World Soil Prize. Excellencies, distinguished guests, members of the podium, colleagues of FAU and the UN system, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to welcome all of you to celebrate the World Soil Day 2016 and the ongoing International Year of Pulses. Let me start by paying tribute to His Majesty, late King Bhumibol Abdulyadej of Thailand, who was a soil scientist himself and a champion of soil conservation. His dedication to soil and sustainable management of soils is well known. His Majesty implemented more than 4,000 projects to support Thai farmers. Early today, FAO Council observed a minute of silence to honor His Majesty, who passed away last October, recognizing the enormous contribution he made to sustainable agriculture and soils. Ladies and gentlemen, just last week, FAO and the World Health Organization, WHO, co-organized here in Rome a symposium to discuss sustainable food systems and nutrition. One of the main conclusions of this symposium was that healthy soils and healthy seeds are essential to producing healthy diets. And pulses play an important role in this equation, especially to improve the quality of soils. This is a symbiosis for life, which is the theme of our event here today. Healthy soils are fundamental to produce clean water, preserve biodiversity, and increase resilience of the impacts of climate change, especially for poor family farmers of developing countries. This is reflected in the Sustainable Development Goals and was highlighted during the recent UN Climate Conference in Marrakesh, the COP22. The cause of soils and their protection is high on the international agenda and calls for collaborative and coordinated efforts. In this session of the Council, member countries have endorsed the voluntary guidelines for sustainable soil management, which was developed by FAO's Global Soil Partnership. These guidelines provide technical and policy recommendations on how to achieve sustainable soil management. Their implementation can pave the way to boosting soil health, to unlocking soil's potential, to support mitigation and adaptation actions in a changing climate, and to keep up the momentum for the International Year of Soils that we celebrate in 2015, we will award today for the first time, the JINCA World Soil Prize. This is in honor of the Russian scientist Konstantin Glinka. In the beginning of the last century, Glinka developed research to explore soil erosion and the principles of geographic distribution of soils. This award aims to recognize the leadership and activities of individuals and organizations to the promotion of sustainable soil management. I take this opportunity to thank the government of the Russian Federation for the great support to establish the Glinka Prize, as well as to the Global Soil Partnership in general. Ladies and gentlemen, the International Year of Pulses 2016 was launched to raise awareness of the benefits of pulses to eradicate rural poverty and hunger, to improve nutrition, to protect the environment, and improve soil quality. As I look back, I take pride on our many achievements, thanks to the support of donors to the International Year Trust Fund and the commitment of all stakeholders, many of them I can see present here today. I also thank the members of the steering committee. They have shown admirable dedication and passion under the guidance of the co-chairs that are Pakistan and Turkey. The International Year of Pulses has been successfully celebrated worldwide. Five regional consultations were held to discuss opportunity and challenge. Last month, for example, a global dialogue was organized here in FAO and gathered member countries, research centers, civil society, academia, and farmers' organizations to identify priorities for action in order to continue promoting pulses much beyond the end of the international year. These efforts are just the beginning. We need to continue to take action. Pulses and soils have a fundamental contribution to make on our common path to sustainable development, especially for many poor family farmers who struggle in rural areas of developing countries and are the bulk of the nearly 800 million people that still suffer from hunger and extreme poverty. These people must be our fundamental target as we focus on the implementation of the 23rd Agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals. I thank you very much for your attention.